And according to Scoops Keefe, it is a bye-bye Monty Tuesday. Rich Keefe, moments ago, right after the grab bag, right after the random baseball player, which today I believe was Pat Rapp, who when I was a kid we all called Pat Crap because we were very, very innovative and creative, yes. The announcement was made, according to Keefe, Jim Montgomery has been let go and Joe Sacco will take over. Joe Sacco, the assistant coach. Montgomery, obviously, we just we'll get into that game last night. I don't think that last night was the death blow. I think that this was a decision that had been made. I think even if they had won that game last night, you still would have probably heard this today or maybe given them another day or two, but I don't think this would have really changed anything. It just so happens to come on the heels of what I considered to be rock bottom, and I don't know. I mean, maybe there is no rock bottom with these Bruins. Everything sucks. Everything sucks with this team. The offense sucks. The defense sucks. The power play sucks. Two shorthanded goals. Are you kidding me? The penalty kill sucks. Swayman sucks. And it pains me to say that because I fought hard for Swayman to get paid. But I'm at the point now where I think you play Corposalo and you have him be the starter and Swayman be the guy who spells him. I mean, that's what it's come to. I still blame the Bruins a little bit for dinking around with him without having a backup plan at goalie, but he's been crap, worse than I could have imagined. And you can say that about basically the entire roster. I thought yesterday, from the moment I saw that they called up that goon from Providence, and he goes out there and fights Olivier, and then they give up a goal 2 minutes later. I was like, that's it. There's no spark. There's no effort. Everyone's afraid to shoot. Mason Lorai can't even corral a simple pass, giving up that shorthanded goal on that first one. They're getting outskated. They're getting outworked by every team in the league on what seems like a nightly basis. You had to fire Jim Montgomery. I don't think Don Sweeney should be far behind them. This roster sucks. He's failed at drafting what should be the next generation of Bruins that are going to come in and sort of take over. See if they respond to a new head coach, and if not, I say blow this roster up. I'm tired with this. I really don't. There's not much that I really want to even hold on to here. I've basically had. I heard Wiggy this morning talking about trading Pasternak. Everybody jumped all over him. I didn't think that was a hot take. I don't think trading McAvoy would be a hot take. I don't think trading Swayman would be a hot take, and that's coming from me here. Get some draft picks. Get some promising young players. Maybe swap for another disgruntled star who's on another team and start over, because I've basically seen enough here. Jim Montgomery was going to get fired. We all knew that. But what do we also say this entire time, Andy? We said that's not the whole problem here. Jim Montgomery's not the whole reason why this thing's going the way it's going. It's beyond him. It's well beyond him. And I'm ready to blow it up. I don't know about you. I'm ready to blow it up.
Yeah, I think that's an extreme reaction because legitimately a month and a half ago, people were talking about this team as a sneaky cup contender. So there weren't all that many cries for this team stinks, it's poorly constructed. People were buying into Patrice Bergeron 2.0. Remember those stories? Lindholm, I mean, he's basically Bergeron. It's going to be the same.
I do remember
same.
That.
Somebody wants to burn those and delete those from the internet. That'd probably be a smart thing right now. Any writer probably doesn't want their name attached to that. The coach is the first to go because that's the only solution when across the board everybody is underperforming, right? You can't point to any one area, any one aspect of the game. They all stink. There were various aspects last night in that game where you're like, this team is just, I don't know if snake bitten's the right word because that makes it sound like luck, and I don't think it's luck.
It's not luck.
It's effort. It's
there's
energy.
They're having some bad luck, but that's not it. Yeah.
But like you see Carlo, like your boy Swayman made the save, and then Carlo comes rushing in, pushes it into the net. There was
and it got worse after it got
oh,
worse
absolutely.
From there.
To me, the low light, and I forget exactly when it occurred, but they had a shorthanded breakaway where it was one guy. The Bruins stopped it. It wasn't a shorthanded goal. There were enough of those, but it was 1-on-3, and the Bruins were struggling to maintain the puck. One guy was just giving them fits. And to me, that was sort of symbolic of where they are right now. It's total system failure. And I would say, though, if you think of trading Pasta, then you absolutely should consider firing Sweeney. To me, those types of moves go hand in hand because he built a roster around a high-paid goalie, a high-paid scorer, a high-paid defenseman.
Yep.
They're all underachieving.
All
so it's a rich man's version of Elliott Wolf. I think Elliott Wolf did this in the offseason. Horrific plans. It was just cheap plans. Okorafor, and we'll draft this other right tackle and move him. And you're like, this is a mess. I don't trust you anymore because of what you did. So if you're thinking of breaking up the core of this team, Sweeney absolutely has to go with him. He's not the one making those decisions. Somebody else has to.
Right.
Neely, you bring somebody else in. My issue would be, I think people are reacting to the play, obviously, but on a too grand a scale. Like, you return all your scoring from last year. You were a playoff team last year. You won a series last year.
You're a 100-point team last year.
Right. Yeah. And now the roster stinks, and the offseason was part of it. Obviously, Lindholm is an incredible disappointment. He was okay for, like, what, 3 or 4 games, it felt like, to start. Incredible disappointment. He's down on himself. Oil and water, we heard, between him and Pasta, the whole thing.
Who's not having a good season either, by the way.
Pasta had no shots last night, right?
Not one shot on goal.
How does that happen?
Good question.
How can you be that caliber of a player and not have any shots? Even if you are make it 2 periods through, don't you just start shooting anytime you touch the puck just to, like, break the seal, trying to get something going? This team needs, you know, Bridget was on with us. They need to score goals. They need to put pucks on the net. They need a boost. And your goal scorer, for a team that doesn't have a lot of firepower offensively, doesn't shoot, goes a whole game shooting. Now, I don't think he actually got fired last night. I said to you, I thought the 7-2 loss was the bottom, and, like, okay, he's fired. Now it's just figuring out when exactly to do it. Luckily, the Bruins didn't screw it up by, like, going on a win streak after that.
Right.
They've been outscored, like, well, like 16-5 in their last 3 games since then or something. It's terrible. It's terrible. But to me, there is an overreaction point. You bring in Tsako, you have a new coach, and you see what happens, right? Like, you still 2/3 of a season to go.
Yep.
The last-ditch effort by Montgomery, I give him credit. The last Hail Mary he threw was, well, we're in the playoffs. Right?
Sure,
like,
are.
Which is true. You can't say that's not true. He's in the playoffs, and he probably would try to hang on until Thanksgiving if they had given that opportunity, right? Because if you're in the playoffs in Thanksgiving, you're in the playoffs.
Yep.
That's how it works around here.
They are a point up in the second wild card. The Islanders and the Flyers are 1 point behind them. The Senators, Sabres, Penguins are 2 points behind them. And the Jackets, Red Wings, and Canadians, who are the worst teams in the Atlantic, or in the Eastern, I should say, are 3 points behind them. So it's, I mean, listen, it's easy to make the playoffs is what I'm trying to say here. And all these teams are all very close to the Bruins.
This is a bad team right now.
Yes.
Well, like, we've been saying that for a while because they just, and no, there's no discrepancy Mayo style. Are they a bad team? Are they playing badly? No. When you're 20 games into a season, you're a bad team. The quarter of the season is over. You have an identity, and it's a really, really bad identity. Now, when you start parsing things, does Swayman deserve more or less of the blame? Do they deserve blame for dealing with him? I don't know. But if it's universal across the board that everybody's underachieving, and you, in our email before the show, you put all the stats, power play, specialty, this, that, it all stinks. You stink at everything.
You ready? You want these numbers?
Yes.
All right. The Bruins currently are 31st in the NHL in goals scored per game, 2.4.
How many teams are there?
There are 32.
Okay, good to know.
They are 27th in total points with 126. They are 32nd. In power play percent, and when I say points, I mean goals and assists, not like points in the standings, like players on the team. 32nd in power play percentage, 11.7. That's worst in the league. They are 25th in penalty kill. They are 28th in goals against, and I can't believe it's that high, and they are 24th in save percentage. They suck at everything. They suck at everything.
Literally.
That's not just, well, the coach assist, the message isn't getting through anymore. This is them not showing up on a nightly basis. This is them not getting back to basics. Elias Lindholm right now has 2 goals and 7 assists. He is on pace for 8 goals and 29 assists on the season, and he's a -8. He has been brutal. As you said, David Pastrnak, no shots on goal. I think he's on pace for 33 goals and 37 assists this year. He was being talked about like a 50-60 goal scorer this year, and he is not even giving you half of that, it doesn't seem like, right now. Charlie Coyle has been bad. I know he had the goal last night, but he's been bad. Morgan Geeky skating on the first line. There's been enough, and I give Montgomery at least credit for trying other things, for trying to jumble the lines, for trying to get guys going and put different matchups together and different partnerships and combinations. But, man, nothing has worked. Nothing really seems to be lighting a spark. None of these guys really seem all that engaged. And that, to me, is not just a coach problem. I'm sorry. I don't think Joe Sacco is going to come in here and suddenly they're all going to remember how to play hockey. Like, this is they're broken. They're a broken team right now.
And the problem with Sacco, for me, is he's here.
Right.
Like, so he hasn't passed along any ideas, said anything to anyone along the way. Like, what is he going to do? And I know it's how it works in sports. And you often get that short-term little bump in coaching change for whatever reason in most sports. But the thing that is most alarming here is you aren't the Red Sox or the Patriots. You're not in some form of rebuild, retooling, building up towards something. You're coming off a 100-point season that you won a round of Stanley Cup playoffs. You have high-paid homegrown talent, guys that you retained at elite money. You brought in new talent, so don't say you're the Red Sox or Patriots where you had all this money. Why didn't you spend it? They spent. They just didn't get any return on their investment.